Okay, thank you. Everybody wants to sit down. Young people, if you want to go to the back of the church, there's lots of activities to do there. Colouring, drawing, word searches, things like that. If you go to the back of the church, you can get on with the activities there.
Thank you very much. Morning again. I was only 12 years old when it happened. I'd had a sleepover at a friend's house. Four of us, camping in a tent, and we decided to go for a midnight walk. It seemed like great fun at the time. And we walked down the hill. We went about half a mile to the shops because we wanted to have a look at the toy shop. It's what you do when you're 12 years old. But it was pitch black, and there was not a soul around. And we were looking at the toys in the toy shop window, but we didn't see the man sneaking up behind us. Bad things seem to happen to us from time to time, doesn't it? Even if we have a reasonable life, we find that we're never as good as some of the people we see around us. We never have the nice things that they have. But even as Christians, believing and trusting in God every day, we can find ourselves in bad situations, sad situations, unhappy situations. We can lose our jobs. We can struggle with our health. We can become stressed with life or worry about how you're going to get through the week. You could be threatened with homelessness. You may be hungry. You may be divorced. You may be just unhappy. You can lose loved ones. We can come to think that God doesn't love us anymore, or he's abandoned us, or that we've done something wrong for him to treat us so badly. But we can see from today's story about Joseph that God has a plan for each and every one of us here this morning. And we need, for God's sake, to be at the right place at the right time to serve him. See, Joseph had done nothing wrong, yet he ended up in prison for several years. He had every right to feel angry with God, but he didn't. He still continued to believe in God. He still continued to trust in God. And here this morning, are you ever frustrated or impatient with the time it takes for God to keep his promises for you? How does it affect the way you think about God when times are tough? How does it affect your behaviour? We might all say that we believe in God, but how often do we get to show our trust in God? Trusting in God is harder than just believing in God. When times are good, we find it easy to say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." But when times are tough, what do we say? See, it's only when you have run out of options do we sometimes rely on God as we should rely on God. Do we trust God as we should? Do we turn back to God when we should? See, God only wants the best for us, even in the tough times, because it's in the tough times we learn to trust in God. It's in the tough times we learn more about ourselves and we gain experiences that help us become more useful to God. Because God puts us in the right places at the right time for his glory, though we may not see it at the time. I've heard this story several times, that life is like a Persian carpet. From the front, it looks fantastic. But if you turn it over and look at the back, you see all the knots where the mistakes were made as they were weaving it. The knots are mistakes in that carpet, but it still makes that carpet perfect. And your life is like that. Mistakes you've made in your life, bad times in your life, has made you perfect for what God wants. I've got friends who have been in prison, but God uses them to go into prisons and preach the gospel to them because they can empathize with them. I've been made redundant 3 times in my life, which means I can give advice to people in the same situation. I grew up on a rough, tough council estate, and God has led me now to teach a rough, tough council estate high school. I don't think that's a coincidence. But please don't think that God is nasty or cruel by putting us through tough things in life. Because God is love. God is love. And how did he show his love for us? By sending Jesus to rescue us from all the things that we've done wrong. We see in today's passage that God was with Joseph and blessed everything Joseph did, because he believed and trusted in God. But Joseph still ended up in prison. But it was there in prison that Joseph found that he was in the right place at the right time. The man that sneaked up behind us when I was 12 years old was a policeman. He read us the riot act. What on earth were we doing out at that time of the morning without our parents? He made us get in his police car. He drove us back to my friend's house, saying he was going to call all our parents. And I lived in those times when my dad would have given me a good hiding. And I was really, really frightened. What did I do? I did the one thing I'd never done before. I prayed. I prayed that God would get me out of this. He pulled up in front of the house where my friend's tent was and he said, "I've changed my mind. You guys get in that tent. I'm going to stay outside here. If I see you come out of that tent before 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to get your parents." Shoom, we zoomed into that tent faster than we've ever done before. I prayed for the first time and God answered that prayer. He put me in the right place and at the right time so that I could discover my faith in him. I don't know if you're here this morning with struggles in your life, but you need to know that God is with you if you're a Christian. God is with you through the ups and downs of this life. Give thanks to God that he develops your character through all the trials of life, and pray that God will give you patience to persevere through all these times. Thank you for listening.